Our Heavenly Father, thank you for goodness and mercy. And I ask, Lord Jesus, that you will bless today.
Yes, Lord.
In this message, and that we'll accomplish what you intend and wanted to accomplish. And we need the Holy Spirit anointing.
Yes.
And we ask you that you will even bless the children, that they can receive a blessing, and every one of us would feel like that it's been worthwhile to be in this service this morning. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Every human being has a spirit. The Word of God backs this up in Job, the 32nd chapter, and the 8th verse. You get that before I do, I just go ahead. 32nd and 8th verse.
But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding.
Now, there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Now, in today's world, there are millions, billions of people. And each one has their own unique spirit. Even twins. Identical twins, they still have their own spirit.
Yeah.
And also, twins that are joined together somewhere fleshly. I got a word for that. Is it conjoint? And twins, anyway, when twins are not separated, but they are joined together, they still have their own unique spirit. So they may have similarities in thoughts. The Smith boys were twins. And as they were grown men, they didn't look identical. But when they were growing up, they would dress them alike. Probably if one had on a plaid blue shirt, the other. Merrill had one on, Daryl had one like it. They were twins, and although they had their own spirit, after they were grown, and Brother Daryl was married, and they wouldn't communicate what they were going to wear, it still come out it's dressed alike. So they had kind of on the same wavelengths, but they still had their own spirit.
Yeah.
So each of us have a spirit within us that is eternal. And maybe you've heard somebody referred to as having a sweet spirit. Well, Sister Leah's aunt, Esther, has a sweet spirit. She worked at the Golden Rule Home, and she just has a sweet spirit. Don't you agree, Sister Leah? And Sister Carol Jantz, Carol McMillan Jantz, Cole Jantz, she has a sweet spirit. And she's been a resident there at the, she's not right now, but on the property. And her spirit is sweet. And also, I heard, and I've told this different places, about Brother Charles Smith's mother. Didn't know her, but I heard about something that she did, that she must have had some sweetness in her spirit. Brother Charles's father had some kind of facility that these people were living in, and for some reason he wanted them to move. So they did. Before they did, they just vandalized the property and moved away. Well, Sister Smith remembered that this lady liked her home canned peaches. So what she did, she sent Brother Charles over to this woman's place and left those peaches. Well, that evening when her husband come home, she told him about this. And they were touched. And so they decided they would go over to the Smiths. And they were going to pay for the damage they had done. Wasn't too long after that, the Sister Smith passed away. And this family sent a flower arrangement and said to the only true Christian we've ever known. So she must have had a sweet spirit. Yeah. Brother Ori Young, maybe some of you remember him, but he had a sweet spirit, and he loved the Lord and he loved people. He loved the work of God. Very sweet spirit. But then there are those that we've had contact with that haven't had a sweet spirit. Remember a man called Pharaoh? He was cruel and heartless, and he had a cruel spirit. His spirit was so cruel that he made the children of Israel miserable with his awful cruelty. Made them make bricks and put their babies in the Nile River. Oh, and his hard heart caused him to rebel and not allow the children of Israel to be released. And he put his own people in very awful conditions. They had 9 plagues, frogs. Wouldn't it be awful to have frogs jumping around in your house? I know I was in South Carolina one year when they had a lot of rain and the frogs got in the church. And I was staying in the church. Well, it wasn't a frog plague. But at any rate, they had Egyptians had to suffer through frogs, water turning to blood. They had locusts, lice. Oh dear, I got them when I was young. And it was such a trial to me. Well, at any rate, they had a lots of things that they went through that this man with his cruel spirit put them through. And even the death of the oldest child. So he had a very cruel spirit. Not like Sister Esther and Sister Carol with their sweet spirit, but cruel.
Yes.
Herod was referred to as a fox, wasn't he?
Yes.
And foxes, they aren't like a kitten. They have their way. And so there are those who, Adolf Hitler, maybe some of you children have read about him in history, and other cruel dictators that have made things very difficult for humanity. And also, we have a wonderful one to talk about now, Daniel. Daniel had the rating of an excellent spirit.
Yes.
Daniel, the sixth chapter of Daniel, tells about him. And he was appointed into a high government position, the prime minister in the government. Third verse. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they couldn't find none occasion, no fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Now this rating of an excellent spirit would it be profitable to look into his life to see what his characteristics was?
Yes.
Daniel was consistent.
Yes.
And God likes consistency.
Yes.
He's a consistent God. Last week was the first day of spring, and he consistently is greening up the vegetation. He's consistent in that. He's consistent in the sunrise and the sunset. God likes consistency, and humans do too.
Right.
You wouldn't want a car that when you went to, you run late on your job to get to your job, and you went out there and you turned the key and it wouldn't start. If that did that often, you'd probably want a different car, wouldn't you? And humans like consistency. If you had a mailman that often would take your mail to the next block and leave it, and you'd have to get arrangements to get your mail. You wouldn't like that. That's inconsistency. But Daniel, God liked this consistency in him, and he was consistent in his prayer life. He prayed not just once or twice, but three times a day.
Yes.
Now, he was a busy man. Prime ministers, people in government positions, they have appointments, they have duties, they have obligations, they have things to tend to. But all of that was put on hold. 3 times a day, he was consistent in praying to his God. And that perhaps is the main key of him having an excellent spirit. It's that relationship and that contact with God that he was able to put priorities on his prayer life. That he was able to have such a relationship with his Creator, his God, that he could reveal a dream to a man that forgot what his dream was. That's outstanding, isn't it? But he had that consistency with God, and when he wanted God to help him to be able to reveal that dream that the man had forgotten, he was able to do it. Consistency in his prayer life, in keeping a relationship with his Creator, was priority with him. And even at the threat of death, because these men that looked for a fault in him, they got the king to take the bait and have a decree made that there couldn't be prayer made to God. And Daniel did not put his prayer life on hold. He went there where he had usually gone, and he prayed not just once, twice, but 3 times, and they caught him at what he was doing. He was told to the king, and the king regretted that he had taken this, put this decree down, but it meant unless he would have found a loophole or made it different, it meant that if the decree was carried out, that Daniel would be put in the den of lions. And so it was this consistent prayer life that he had, and this relationship with his God. And I don't know of anywhere in the Word of God that it tells of another human being having an excellent spirit. There have been other outstanding people and people with good spirits, but this rating for Daniel, it is very special. And so he was put down into this den of lions. But you know, God sent an angel. If you fool around and try to hinder or hurt a person with an excellent spirit, there's possibility that you could have a serious consequence as a result. Well, all through the night, those lions behaved themselves. The angel shut their mouth, and they kept their mouth shut all night. Isn't that wonderful? They didn't open their mouth all night. And so the old king Daniel might have been sleeping better than the king. The king may be on these high dollar bed and sheets, silk and pillow slips, but he wasn't sleeping good. He didn't sleep at all, I don't think. And when the mornings come, where he wanted to go, when the morning was coming or it come, he wanted to go check on Daniel. And he went there. Daniel's life must have had a great impact, profound impact on him. And he hollered out to Daniel. Daniel had a good attitude, or he could have kind of teased him and not just immediately said something. But he didn't do that. He said, "Oh, King, live forever." A consistent prayer life. An excellent spirit he had. And he had a good attitude. He was a captive in a foreign country. And yet he kept a good attitude. He had a good attitude towards the king. And he was able. Oh, if we have an excellent rating, if we have an excellent spirit, we're going to have a good attitude. Attitudes can get ugly. And you know, those disciples that was refused lodging, they got a bad attitude that should have about calling fire down. Jesus rebuked them with this, or reproved them, that I didn't come to kill, I come to save. And Jesus had a good attitude. He had a good spirit. When he described himself, he said, "I'm meek and lowly." So we must have a good attitude. If you have a bad attitude, even towards your neighbor's dog, it can be a hindrance to you having an excellent spirit. If you get hurt and get an attitude towards the person that hurts you, that will keep you from having an excellent spirit. So may God bless us today. We need His help. And God regards those who have control over their spirit. In the Proverbs, the 16th chapter, 32nd verse, "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city." A person with self-control is able to keep their mouth shut when they need to shut it and open it when it needs to be opened. One sister had on her, in her apartment, it said, "Have your arm around my shoulder and your hand on my mouth." Something like that. But anyway, the need to have control. "He that ruleth his spirit is greater than the ones that can take over a city." Now, the world has honored their military heroes. General Dwight Eisenhower was a war hero. And Grant, Ulysses Grant, Colin Powell, there have been those who have been considered great military-wise and have had the admiration of people in the world. They have their heroes. Last Wednesday night I was in prayer meeting, and this brother testified about this golfer. And he had won a tournament, but then he was in another tournament and he wasn't winning. And he, I don't know if it was more than one golf club he threw. Well, he wasn't really in his spirit. And children, have you ever seen him have a tantrum? Lay down on the floor and kick and things. Well, they aren't really in their spirit. And people that get older, they probably don't lay down and kick when they don't get their way. But here's this man that, it's not a secret, he won this golf tournament, and then he turns around and is losing and throws a golf club. He didn't rule his spirit, did he? He got upset, and his spirit, he wasn't ruling it. And these football players that get paid millions of dollars, and they, well, we'll say a quarterback, he is very good and skillful at throwing touchdown passes. Well, those heroes of football, they could get on the Wheaties boxes. But not all sports heroes rule their spirit. But he that ruleth his spirit is greater than the one that takes a city. So may God help. Jesus was an example, modeled self-control and a good spirit. Can you imagine what kind of person it is that would drive nails into a person's body? They did that to Jesus. They put the crown of thorns, which the thorns could have been an inch and a half long and reached all the way down to the outer skull. But he didn't ever get out of control. And as he was being nailed to that cross, if that soldier would have looked into the eyes of Jesus, he wouldn't have saw hatred.
No.
He wouldn't have saw resentment. They would have been eyes of love.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. What a model of an excellent spirit our Lord was. He loved the sinners. He loved righteousness. An example that children should want to be like Jesus. Adults, senior citizens should want to be like Jesus. And it's perhaps more of a challenge to people to have that excellent spirit or that sweet spirit when they're hungry, or a housewife, a mother that has had a splitting headache and her children are just making noise and getting on her nerves, and she just lashes out instead of keeping that sweet, controlled spirit. Or if a person's been deeply hurt, They can harbor feelings that would keep them from being sweet.
Yeah.
Have you ever been hurt and the person that hurt you, it just replayed in your mind what happened, what they said, how they looked? We need the Holy Spirit to help us control our spirit. We need Him. We need Him. I desperately need Him. I'm 80 years old. I don't want to mess up down here. Too near the end on the home stretch of life. I want to be a sweet old senior citizen. Would you pray for me that I will be? That I'll always behave myself. And I'll always be kind. I'm endeavoring by God's grace and the power of the Holy Spirit to help me to have a sweet spirit and to be what I should be. And the thing about it, this spirit that we have lives on. It don't die like the animal's spirit. The mortal spirit that God breathed into man, it lives on and on in eternity. We have reading in Luke about this man, two men. One's name was Lazarus, and the other doesn't say his name, but he was rich. Little background. Lazarus was a poor man, in fact, a beggar. And Lazarus, he had sores on his body. But he was a gate of a rich man that fared sumptuously. His clothing was purple. He fared sumptuously every day. If he wanted prime rib one day, lobster the next, he could have it. Probably could have the finest tasting of the wines and the gourmet things and the pricey things in life. But he had a spirit that was not in tune and touch with God. Well, the dogs had more compassion on poor Lazarus. They would lick his wounds. While the rich man, if he didn't want to touch him, to put some soothing oil on him, to bathe them, to take the corruption and the odors that accompany those things. But they both died, Lazarus. And when he died, the angels come after him. God dispensed a angel band to come after Lazarus. The rich man died. And it says he was buried.
Yeah.
22nd verse of the 16th chapter of Luke. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes. Remember now, his flesh was buried, but he had the ability to see in eternity, in torment. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. There is two compartments in the spirit world. Lazarus was up here. And the rich man was down here. And he could see Lazarus. And there was this gulf in between. And he was in torment. And he had a request. His request was, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Folks, prayer has to be on this side. Wasn't answered, was it? That finger that he wanted just that much water. That's not a big request. If somebody come to your house, it's hospitality. Say, would you like something to drink? Can I get something for you to drink? Very small request, but denied. Request was not honored. This rich man is still tormented and will be for eternity. Then it was just a flame. But in eternity, it'll be a lake of fire, more than a flame. The spirit that's in man lives on and on, forever and forever. That is reason enough to control and to have a good spirit. Because it's forever. This spirit in us is forever. Serious, isn't it? May God help us to be able. Pray for me that I'll be able. It says up to the courts of the blessed, only the holy can go. So we must be holy. We must have a good spirit. May God bless us this day and help us to have a good spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to be able to have a good spirit consistently in living a life for Christians. Our Father, thank you for mercy and patience that you've had with me. Thank you, Lord. You said your spirit wouldn't always strive, but there's some that we're praying for that their spirit isn't in tune with your spirit. We ask you today that you'll bless the rest of this day, that you'll bless this service, the rest of it, and that we'll all be able to stand before you and receive a crown of life. We need your help constantly. We have an enemy that is determined to appeal to our flesh and to work through it to contaminate our spirit that it wouldn't be what it should be. Bless us, Lord, that we'll be able, through your power, to overcome. May all of us make it to that desired place. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.